from Luke the 8th chapter, beginning in verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those that by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they, which when they hear receive the word with joy. And these have no root, for which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Neighbor, we're living in an age where we're being taught many things. But I'll tell you, we need to have ears to hear and eyes to see and an heart to understand the truth when God sends his messenger to warn us of the grave dangers of this age in which we're living. And I'll tell you, it is dangerous today, the doctrines that are being taught. You know, it's just as deadly to misinterpret the Bible as it is to be filled with unbelief. We need to interpret the Bible rightly, putting precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And as God is warned, unless we do this, we'll go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. You know, rat poison contains 95% cornmeal that is good and edible. But in the midst of that 95% of cornmeal, rat poison contains 5% of arsenic. That arsenic is deadly. And mixed with a certain percentage here of 5% to 95%, it is deadly to mice, rats, and even to human beings. And I'll tell you, friend, we're living in an age today where the devil has many emissaries, many people that are teaching and preaching doctrines that only contain a very small percentage of error and falsehood. But neighbor, it only takes a very small percentage of poison to make the whole poison. And I'll tell you, there's many doctrines today. This doctrine of telling you if you're once saved, you're always saved. This doctrine of telling you have to sin every day, when the Bible teaches us that through Jesus Christ and his blood, the power of the Holy Ghost and his word, if we strive to live the word of God, that through the blood of Jesus that cleanses our hearts and souls, and through the Holy Ghost and his power, we can subdue that old nature. The Bible calls him the old man. We can crucify him and live victoriously over sin, the flesh, and the devil. You know, it amazes me why some preachers even preach. They don't believe the Bible except John 3:16 and a few related verses, and they get on this love kick. They tell you Acts 2 about the people being filled with a Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. Well, they say that's all been fulfilled. Then we get to sanctification and how that God can sanctify us and we can crucify that old nature and live above sin. Oh, that's not for us. Holiness is taboo. And they go right on down the line and explain away the precious things of the Word of God and the great graces of Calvary in giving us victory over the devil. Praise God. And I'll tell you, like the apostle said in Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And when we get the victory over sin, then we have the devil under our feet and we can live a life of peace with God and have peace with our neighbor. You know, the Bible tells us here in this parable of the sower that some seed fell among on the wayside, some fell among a stony ground, some fell among thorns, and some fell on good ground and brought 100-fold in fruit. Now Jesus gave the answer here, the interpretation of the parable. He said the seed is the word of God. Those that fell by the wayside are people that hear, but the devil comes and steals the word out of their hearts, lest they should be saved. But the next class is in verse 13 of Luke 8, they on the rock are they, which when they hear receive the word with joy, but these have no root, and which for a while they believe. Now, all this talk about if you believe, you'll be saved. Well, these people were saved because they believed. But when temptation came, they fell away. And friend, you can fall condition, the condition of salvation is that we continue in the things that we have been taught. We continue in the Word of God. We continue to obey the Lord. We continue to listen to the Holy Ghost. We continue to let His blood cleanse us from all sin, and we give up our sins. I'll tell you, Jesus said again and again, go and sin no more. And friend, that is the commandment of the Word of God, is that we live victoriously above sin. Now, Paul said he could. He's told us first, though, in Ephesians 4:27, not to give place to the devil. If you don't give place to the devil, then you don't have to sin. The reason why people are sinning so much is because they do give place to the devil. But he said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, lest I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Friend, if Christ lives in you and me, we don't sin because Christ don't sin. And if we let Him live, there's no sin in us. Because He said, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. In Romans 8:10, the same great apostle said, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. In Romans 6:7, the Bible said, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Well, what deadness is he talking about? The verse before, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man, that's this old nature, is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we might not serve sin. I don't serve sin, and I don't have to sin because that old body of sin is crucified. And I'll tell you, friend, if you'll go to work on him, and through the blood of Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, and through the Word of God, you can have victory over sin, over the flesh, and over the devil. In Romans 11, beginning at verse 20, the great apostle warned, said, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And here the Lord likens the Jews to the branches in the good olive tree. The Jews were broken off like limbs from the good olive tree. But he says, thou standest by faith. The same faith that saved us must keep us saved. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. See, this if is all the way through the Word of God. If thou continue in his goodness, and that makes it conditional, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, he said, they shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. And I'll tell you, friend, we were saved by faith, and we must live by the same faith that saved us. According to Romans 5:1-2, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. We have to keep that same faith, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. This grace is not given just like a blank check that a father would hand his son. My God, the Bible tells us again and again that we can fall from grace, but we by faith have access into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And I'll tell you, when God gives it to us, it's on the condition that we continue in it. In Ephesians 2:8-10, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's right. When you get saved, there's nothing you can offer except coming to the Lord, and you present your body to Him and saying, Lord, I'm giving you myself. That's all that God will accept. And I'll tell you, He'll not accept you unless you give up everything. And then he said, for we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And he's not talking about the works of the law. I'll tell you, it just makes you sick almost hearing preachers going on, we're not saved by the law. We're not saved by the law. Well, the Bible teaches faith works, not the works of the law, but the works of faith. For the Bible said in James 2, the last verse of that chapter, verse 21, he says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, even so faith without works is dead also. And I'll tell you, we were created under Christ Jesus under good works. And it's through faith that we produce the works of faith. Well, praise the Lord. We have to do in James, the 5th chapter, verses 19 and 20, we begin. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth,